Welcome into Opposing Views. Lisa Matthews here alongside Mike Jarecki. This week we'll take a look at the Dallas Cowboys who are coming into town for Monday Night Football. Mike, let's take a look first at this Cowboys offense. We saw the run game struggle. That's no secret. Ezekiel Elliott struggled just 8 yards on 9 carries. I think that's 0.9 yards per attempt. But let's not be mistaken here. He might come in here in Arizona and want to get some redemption.
Yeah, and he looked disinterested when he was on the sidelines, and maybe it's because he's dealing with a lot of off-the-field issues. But we got to give the Broncos defense a lot of credit, and they have some similarities to what the Cardinals do with their pass rushers. So, you know, Zach Prescott last year did a great job managing the game, didn't have to throw a ton. He threw the ball 50 times in that game, and he wasn't as effective. They usually play with the lead so they could pound the football. Zeke led the league in rushing last year. They have a really good interior lineman. Tyron Smith, he struggled last week. He's one of the best left tackles in football. And then you got Travis Frederick and Nick Martin in there. So they have good offensive linemen, but obviously if they fall behind, that doesn't play into what they did a year ago. So the Cardinals have their work cut out. But I like the fact that they can rush the passer and take him off his mark. If he has to throw the ball 50 times, that's not good for the Cowboys.
That's not the recipe for success that we saw last year. Looking at the Cowboys defensively, they've been impacted by a lot of injuries, specifically in the secondary. But just looking at their game against the Broncos, allowing 42 points to go up, I mean, the execution just wasn't there for them. What kind of defense could the Cardinals expect to see from them after a great week one against the Giants?
Yeah, and the Giants, I mean, we know they're struggling on offense, their offensive line, but Ron Marinelli, a longtime NFL coach, he's one of the better coordinators. He probably doesn't get the credit because he doesn't have name players. But they run a 4-3 defense. Mm-hmm. They mix and match. They try to win one-on-one matchups. Now, John Wetzel played much better last week than he did in week one when he gave up 10 pressures to the Lions. Alex Boone only gave up 2 pressures. I don't know if the Cardinals want to rush Mike Iupati back dealing with a tricep injury, and that could affect an offensive line where he has to punch. And so the left side played well. I thought Shipley played well. Now it's the right side. Valdir has to play a lot better. Bame's making his first, you know, full start in the NFL. He was drafted as a center. So, once again, we could see a short, quick passing game. They haven't announced it yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if Chris Johnson gets the start. Now, that means one play, but he showed some burst that he did in Atlanta in the preseason. I like the way he runs, and considering the situation on the offensive line, I think Johnson should get the bulk of the carries. Maybe they'll ride the hot hand. They're still going to use Kerwin Williams and Andre Ellington in the passing game. The good news also is Jermaine Gresham. Them releasing Jim Dre earlier in the week tells me he's going to be healthy. So they'll have their wide receiver core back together. But I think we're going to see some mass protection so they can protect Palmer. He can get rid of the ball. And the way that J.J. Nelson's playing, that's going to be one of his main targets.
Yeah, important getting those starters that were out last week back into the fold. All right, a big test for the Cardinals on the big stage of Monday Night Football. Thanks for joining us right here on azcardinals.com.